Back now with Day to Day. I can hear life passing me by. Alice Russell is a British soul singer. She's had an American fan base for a while, but until now, no U.S. recording deal. She has just finished a tour here in the U.S. in support of her first U.S. release. It's called Pot of Gold. And while she was in L.A., she and her writing and producing partner, T.M. Juke, paid a visit to NPR West. They sat down with independent producer Derek Raff.
A blonde 20-something with a radiant smile and a throaty laugh, it's only when Alice Russell steps on stage to sing that you realize her heart lies closer to Detroit than Brighton, England, where she's actually from. Now my road has turned to drag, stones to pebbles, see them roll away. My wandering troubles need not break my back. Sorrow is the price I pay. She is the embodiment of blue-eyed soul, proof that you don't have to be from Memphis to feel the spirit, even if it comes out a little different.
It just makes sense to me that you soak up all the things you love, and then whatever comes out again is going to be a mishmash of all that stuff. Because yeah. I think my classical background comes up sometimes with harmonies and things like that.
True to the standard soul singer bio, Alice Russell began her singing in church. But we're not exactly talking gospel here.
I was brought up in the countryside. And I sing in the choir with my dad. He was an organist. And it wasn't like, you know, the sort of light of mine, I'm going to let it shine kind of choir. It was like proper, like, old English Church of England. And then I just started hearing stuff on the radio that I loved. And I gravitated towards soul music. And then also all the boys used to play loads of hip-hop. So from that, I'd find, you know, you'd go to the samples and then find the music from that. And that would also take you into another load of music. When things once were free and easy, abstract, space-time, ancient readings are all the blues,
read and written and fall in the universe. When things once were free and easy, abstract, space-time, ancient readings. She started to sing with bands in her early teens and has had several critically acclaimed albums to her name in the UK. Such is her underground following, she has successfully toured America before, even with no US release to promote or major label support.
Surprisingly, there's a lot of word of mouth, sort of, that's how it's sort of spread so far.
It's really grassroots, especially like in Washington, D.C. We played there a few times and it's really, it feels like you're playing to a community of people that all know each other.
Yeah, I mean, the San Francisco gig, we get a lot of love there anyway, but there's a lot of people that came to the gig we did the other night that people had told them, like some girl came up to me and she's like, her sister in Hawaii had texted her that day and said, oh my God, Alice is playing, you've got to go.
Part of this singer's appeal is her versatility. She moves easily between jazz, electronica and soul. And with Pot of Gold, Alice and producer T.M. Juke went for the energy of a live recording, though it was done in a studio. What you gonna do?
We only did like three takes for each track as well. We wanted to keep it very much. And I did a minimal amount of editing, tried to keep it quite tight.
It was great because I did the same. I limited myself to three takes, which is so hard because you can keep going, oh, maybe that bit's not right. Which was great because it was like, just do three performances and then we'll choose the one we're happiest with.
Alice is also not averse to the occasional cover song. Her version of the White Stripes' Seven Nation Army tears the roof off the original, and on Pot of Gold, she boldly goes where most would fear to tread, reinterpreting Gnarls Barkley's massive hit, Crazy. Come on, who do you, who do you, who do you,
who do you think you are? It was good doing it that slow and, yeah.
Trying to kind of focus in on the lyrics. They really speak to everyone, any situation, any walk of life. And
it's such a timeless song.
The idea is to just really drop it down and focus in on the words.
Alice Russell may not yet be as well known as fellow British soul divas like Amy Winehouse or Joss Stone, but she's more than their equal. When Alice Russell wraps herself round a song, you know she will hold nothing back. Perhaps that's the only definition of a soul singer you really need.
Independent producer Derek Raff. Alice Russell's album, Pot of Gold, will be in stores in 2 weeks. It's available right now on iTunes.
The program is produced by Christopher Johnson and edited by Martha Little. The director is Andy Houlihan.
The day-to-day production staff includes Steve Proffitt, Ki Min Sung, Nancy Fargali, Kenya Young, and Catherine Opitz.
Our editors are Jason DeRose, Jacob Conrad, and Jolie Myers.
Our technical director is Sean Corey Campbell with engineer Marcia Caldwell.
The day-to-day theme was composed by Greg Smith. The executive producer is Deborah Clark.
Day-to-day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen.